Neil Cushell has been a card dealer at Showboat Casino for 3 decades. He's loved it. And with comprehensive health benefits costing his family less than $300 a month, he didn't have to think much about healthcare. But it was the first thing that came to mind when the casino shut down a couple weeks ago.
It was a stressful situation when we closed after 27 years, so I'm trying to do as much as I can to help my family at this time.
Cushell says he wouldn't be able to afford his necessary medications out of pocket. So, like many others, he's now turning to the ACA's health insurance marketplace for coverage. Cushell recently met with a broker inside the convention center in Atlantic City. The next ACA open enrollment period doesn't actually start until November. But for people like Cushell who experience a qualifying life event like losing a job, they can apply right away. Without any discounts, Cushell learns his selected family plan on the online marketplace would cost about $1,600 a month. He says that's about the same as what it would cost him to extend his previous work coverage through a federal program called COBRA. But it turns out he is eligible for some federal assistance. It brings the cost of his selected health plan down to about $600 a month. He'd hoped it would be cheaper.
I mean, my work was like $1,600, so it's $1,000 off. That's better than $1,600. I can manage that, I guess.
Several social service groups were recently on hand at the Atlantic City Convention Center to help the thousands of newly unemployed casino workers navigate what can be a complex maze of services and supports. Some workers with union contracts will have their coverage extended at no cost for a few more months. Others have had varying degrees of insurance, or none at all, making the ACA a primary next step. Tom Shea, a counselor with the New Jersey Hospital Association, says a person's options hinge on several factors, including age, family size, and annual income.
The biggest issue today has been that these people have 8 months of employment this year.
So for some workers earning close to or more than $44,000 this year, that might rub right up against the upper income threshold to qualify for federal discounts for insurance on the ACA marketplace. On the flip side, Shea has also seen a lot of low-income workers come in and qualify for New Jersey's expanded Medicaid. That includes Danny Payams and Jorge Berrio, who didn't have coverage through their casino jobs to begin with and didn't realize they were already eligible.
It's a surprise for us.
Right now, happy, yeah.
I can go to the doctor now and check myself and my friend. We're happy.
What kind of this is for health?
Yeah, so this is health insurance sign up right now. You're looking for health insurance?
Yes.
Akeem Malik walks up to Patrick Cronin, who's signing people in to meet with healthcare counselors. Malik explains she's the primary breadwinner for her family and just lost her cashier job of 7 years.
I know, I have insurance, I have a lot of problems. Somebody told me Obamacare is here.
She isn't sure what her current insurance situation is or what her future options are. What she is sure of is that her son is sick and needs medical attention. Cronin advises her to contact her insurance first to clarify the extent of her coverage and then follow up with the counselors here.
Thank you, Patrick.
Yeah, wait, we'll make sure you get take care of it.
Okay, thank you.
What do you think the likelihood is that there will be an option for Akeem?
Really, really high. There'll be something that works out for her.
Thousands of casino workers sought help at the convention center during this 2-week event. But Cronin and others don't expect things to slow down with the coming of even more casino layoffs and the approaching ACA open enrollment period. For The Pulse, I'm Alana Gordon.